Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, welcome to the Congale Show podcast.
Yubay!
Mickey's here.
Eating Pringles.
Let's not fuck about here. I'm going to go ahead and plug gigs because I'm going to put this up today rather than Tuesday.
Right.
So we can go ahead and plug your gig. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, we're all right.
You're right.
I think we're all right. Just a bit worried about that gain there. All right, let's talk.
Aye.
Talk about this, look. Let's plug gigs.
Aye, gigs tomorrow.
Hold on. Nope. I've started a new thing.
Do you have a sound effect there or something?
No, I just play some music in the background. Fuck off. This computer's possessed by the devil.
Seamless here though, just to put the...
Oh, it's the production level since the last time we've been on the podcast has improved tenfold.
Have you had George Lucas in, have you?
So, let's talk gigs. You're recording your set tomorrow night, Mick, aren't you?
I'm recording a set tomorrow night in the Black Box Cafe, Belfast, yes. 31st of March, £5 entry at the door. Tickets are available at www.blackboxbelfast.com or whatever the website is. Please come and watch me record my old material.
So you're recording it to sell it at the Fringe?
Yep.
Class.
Illegally selling my own material.
Is that right? You're like...
Probably. I don't know if you're allowed to sell it.
Bootlegging your own shit. BTW, have you thought about how to mass produce a disc?
Not even once.
Oh, mate.
Laptop and a Tesco DVD.
I would speak to maybe the guy from Trucker Diablo.
Not a bad idea.
I'm sure they make CDs now.
Aye.
The problem is, if you phone someone up and went, right, mate, can I get 50 copies of this? They'll be like, we only do like 50,000 at one go, I'm afraid. You never know, might have a good year.
I did. We'll see what happens.
Do it anyway. I'm gonna record my set beforehand as well. I'm warming up.
Fucking right. Big lads.
I would use the term warming up very loosely. It'll be me doing new material.
Totally fine.
For 45 minutes.
What about you any gigs?
The very day after that, April Fool's Day.
Huh.
The 1st of April.
April Fool's Day.
Right. April Fool's Day is the third ever Lavery's Comedy Day Fest.
On the 1st of April,
April Fool's Day. So it's going to be great crack. Let me tell you who we have. Mickey's doing MC, aren't you?
I am in that.
I'll be doing a set. It's all being recorded too. Chris Kent. Best comedian. Would you say best?
I'd say best comedian in Ireland.
I would say most original and skillful comedian. You know, second to maybe you.
Come on. Third.
These are two.
I'm worth two.
These are two beasts in different ways. Who else is on there? I've run out of fucking ideas already. Neve Martin. Tom O'Mahony.
Tom DeBell.
Fucking
slays rooms effortlessly.
He's one of my favourite comedians.
Yeah, big time.
And I only like about three comedians. Neve Martin, she's coming up again because she went down well last time. That's what she said. What?
You did, you hell yeah.
Alan Irwin, who did he headline the last Chortle thing?
He did.
We also have George Quinn / George Firehouse or whatever.
Firehorse
/ Magic George. Pick a fucking name.
That's fantastic. You're gonna love him.
Aaron McCann. He's killing it at the minute.
Oh, big time.
New kid on the block.
Ah, shit.
Speaking of blocks, he'll be blocked. Because he's back on the drink after a while off. Oh shit!
Oh.
They went mad gangster. So, did I miss somebody? Is there someone else? Anyway, those are the people. So that's the 1st of April, Lavery's Comedy Club. It's gonna be
off the chisium.
It's gonna be a great crack, man, isn't it? Let me tell you a funny story about Aaron McCann.
Right.
Obviously, you know, the Lavery's Comedy Day Fest, people get paid money. I have to collect invoices from everybody.
Right.
So I'm like, Connor Keyes, he's on too. I have to collect invoices from everybody. So I send Aaron McCann, who's every bit of, what is he, 19?
Aye.
And from the country, which means mental age of a 12-year-old.
Oh.
And he goes, I was like, here mate, send me an invoice for 50 quid for this Lavery's gig, right?
Right.
He writes back, oh, I've never done an invoice in my life. I send him one that I send.
Aye.
For like, did I send the Lavery's, right? So there was like 150 quid on it. And he goes, because I'd said to him, send me one for 50. He goes,
aye.
I could probably manage 50, but I don't know about 150 because I just booked a holiday. So I'm a bit skint, right? And I wrote back, like, WUT, what? And he's like, is it 50 or 150? And I was like, 50 quid for like 10, 15 minute set. That's not bad. Is that okay?
Aye.
And he goes, all right. He's like, this is one of those, I'm going to have to scream this off moments. I was like, why do you think I would be like billing you for 150
charge
you to
get
quid?
On.
See, for this gig, you wouldn't give me 150 quid, would you?
I need to pay the headliner.
What a ball bag. What a
fucking class.
I had to tell him that he was just a big culture.
A big culture fuckwit.
I'm just an idiot, like.
I have awful top wind.
Which end?
I'm the top end.
Do you need a burp?
I don't need a burp, I think I. Were you
ready? Where are
they? Be alright, I'll just suck it up.
We're drinking Coke and eating Pringles because it's International Health Day.
Exactly, because it's Lent, isn't it?
We're eating that while I'm making sweet potato soup out there. So, health.
Aye. We'll do it after.
You will notice my voice is almost back.
Almost back. By the way, people, anyone listening from England, I'm in the stand in Newcastle. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
The fucking stand pit.
Telling jokes in the tune.
How many days are you?
Three
days, mate.
Three days, mate, in a row.
The full weekend.
Ah.
Well, isn't that just
marvellous. That photo mean we are two rides.
What's that picture?
I read it on the way up on the train. It's somebody's face with no face on it.
You dirty bastards. That's a good wee gig there you've got going. Full weekend run.
Aye.
What slot are you doing?
Opening 15.
Not bad at all.
Not bad. Good to get in with them now.
I've done that.
It took 7 years.
I've done that slot myself now at the...
Glasgow.
Yeah.
Aye.
And then I never chased them up ever again.
Should be good. I've never been to the Newcastle one, so I'm looking forward to it. Be a laugh.
I've heard that it's pretty much the same as the other time.
Aye.
Although I never enjoyed Edinburgh that much. Ever.
I loved Edinburgh.
Yeah, that's because you're one of them.
Absolutely loved it.
One of them ball bags. I was telling you earlier, but I'll tell the folks at home. Did a photo shoot earlier in the pissing cold.
Carbonyl type of stuff. Wet t-shirt.
It was like... Yeah.
I just squeezed my own tit. It's massive.
Is it? Jiggly. Yeah, they just had them down there. And because I'm doing a corporate gig, guys, we just...
Getting that corporate dollar!
Is that selling out, is it?
No. I'm doing one for the Plumbing Association, the other one.
It's like... Because I was texting your Karen.
Ah.
Karen Bartlett. About this work. And I said it was just out of a photo shoot. And then told him what it was for. And he's like, oh, you big slut. Or something. And you're like, if anyone else does a freelance job,
aye,
and then a private company hire you to do a said job, you wouldn't be like, you should only be doing that for just civilians.
Aye. I had a massive argument last night with my sister about getting asked to do fundraisers.
Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous.
Why wouldn't you just do it for nothing?
Yeah, because everyone else is getting paid.
Aye.
The see those things where it's like, we're doing a charity comedy night, can you do it for free? The only reason the people are there to see the... to fucking pay in is to see you.
Mm.
You might be the only one should be getting fucking paid.
Exactly.
You're being pulled in as a draw.
Aye.
You should, it shouldn't cost you money to go and fucking do it.
Exactly.
These African cunts, they can't build their own fucking can't houses. Can't
like a fly out of their eyeball, the lazy bastard.
If they lose some fucking weight,
aye,
they might be
as run about there.
Yeah. Tell you what, walk that belly off to the next
fucking
time,
right.
We'll have a fucking tap.
Aye, lazy exactly.
Shit. You and your fucking...
Why are you complaining about Ebola? The AIDS will kill it.
Funny thing, apparently the there's a new thing where it's like, okay, I'm this is one of these things where I just started talking and then I couldn't remember
what you were talking
what the
about.
Exact details of the story was. It's something like if you feed AIDS some measles or something,
right,
it dies. Now, in your head, you can choose them diseases to whatever you want. It might be like if you have the cold and then you've cancer, they don't give a shit about the cold. No, it's definitely something. It's either cancer or AIDS.
Aye.
And if you give it, like, I need to look that up and come back to you.
No sweat.
It's definitely something like that. It basically eats the other thing.
Just eats the AIDS virus?
So it's like, if you got AIDS, they got to give you this other horrendous shit, like malaria, to get rid of it.
But do they do that with syphilis, don't they? If you've syphilis, though, if you get syphilis, they
put a big dick up.
No, they give you, I think they give you something like malaria or something like that, because it like just fucking boils.
I thought syphilis was, you just get a cream for that. I thought it was like chlamydia. Is
it? Maybe it's one of the older cures for it, or maybe it's malaria. They give you syphilis. I don't know. There is something to do with like they give you this worse fucking virus is more easily treated, like worse symptoms. But maybe just Google that.
I think I might have had malaria the other week.
Thank fuck you said malaria. Otherwise, what we did last night.
I don't think you can get it through kissing. Penises. You just made her
butt. I mean, it was all those open sores.
We just made her buttholes kiss. Is there anything worse than the word, like, wound or sore or weeping?
Weeping's a good one.
I've got a weeping sore.
Seeping, I think, is another one that gets me. Like, pustule.
What is a pustule?
Like, just a sack of pus.
What's a pustule?
Sack of pus.
I might have to take a photo of your face and everything. You absolute sack of pus. So I went into the photo shoot in the freezing cold. Now, this is at like 12 o'clock, but I had to take photos because the gig is for a well known drinks company.
Aye.
So they brought out like fucking 2 pints, and I was like, why didn't you organise this for like 4 o'clock? And I could have just got chinned. How's about that?
You silly bastard.
And they're all like, hold the sign at the, you know,
excuse me,
the crack of 90. Huffled. Which isn't specifically a Northern Irish thing, is it? It's a, just an Irish thing.
I think it is a Northern Irish thing.
I've heard people from the South say
it. People from the South got it from us. Like, they got everything. Like, manners, dental care, medicine. You're welcome. Fingin' bad.
It's amazing that
science
that'll get
petrol engine
teeth brushes English language. I was meeting up with Dave Elliott the other day.
Good Tato.
I love when everyone's like, oh, we're going down to Dublin, let's get the Cadbury's.
Oh, Golden Crisp.
The Cadbury's taste different. Aye. And you're like, Cadbury's is, I'm pretty sure, English.
Aye, exactly.
You big spud flinging retard. I met up with Dave Elliott and we were like going for a coffee.
No.
And we're walking along like on a date. First of all, is there more mass in two people?
Not that I've seen, no.
They might have taken
like
the door
Harry,
off.
Like a big Harry Newton's cradle.
Had to take the door off of the Starbucks. Which, by the way, Starbucks coffee looks like dishwater.
I don't.
It's terrible.
Don't do a Starbucks.
It's terrible. That's 1950. So, what the fuck was I saying?
Measles, AIDS.
Oh yeah, no. So we're walking down.
Oh yeah.
This Land Rover pulls in really quick, like quick enough for you to go.
I was a bit quick.
Are we getting shot?
Aye.
And the guy goes, "Where do I eat?" And I went, "Language." And he goes, "Am I far from the King's Hall?" And it's the same island, but you're still going, huh? Just let it. I stared at him for about 6 seconds and then I went, oh.
Process.
You're far from the King's Hall, bye. He's definitely a jockey. He was tiny.
Aye.
Heard of Harvard?
That's like my girlfriend's ones. They're all them right in the face. From Donegal. And there's times I'm just... You're just...
What does she talk like?
Perfectly normal.
But the rest of her family? See, I went to uni with a couple ones from like Letterkenny, and one of them had a full Southern accent and the other one didn't.
It's weird that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Aye. I also thought Letterkenny sounded a bit more, hello, bye. But it's not. It's...
I don't know, it just sounded generic Southern accent.
The Southern version of RP.
You'd be surprised. Like, some places you go and they're like, hello, how's it going? I'm from Donegal. Or something. Aye. And you're like, are you sure you're not from Lisbon?
Then you can get fucking other little places for Donegal.
Yeah.
Aye. Style.
I'm wearing a kilt.
I'm from the Gwael Tocta.
Do you know the way there's an ad for like Irish language?
Aye.
And we both know the guy. What's his name, right?
Aye.
But he's all like, there's lots of Irish language things. Donaghy. And all, and you're going, I know for a fact he's a massive fraud.
Oh, aye. Huge fraud.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. But here's
a flute down his sleeve, like Ron Burgundy at all times.
Fucking.
I'm not prepared.
End of the day, getting paid, get paid.
Poor Glenn's vodka, then.
I'm actually auditioning for one of about the beauty of Ulster Scots next week. Dafty Wayne.
Retard. Total
spastic.
Apparently you can get, let's look up some Ulster Scots just for the banter.
Deadly.
You can get, like, I was talking to someone, they were talking about like commissioning and TV.
Right.
Like, how do you get shit made? And then there was that program with Paul Rankin and Nick Nairn, and they're like, they just got money from the Ulster Scots Film Board thing.
Right.
And they're like, but it's not about that. And they're like, yeah, but one of them's from here, one of them's Scottish.
Unbelievable.
And that's it. And they get loads of money. Ulster Willie Drennan, a dander one. Still stand
just
up.
Just one other thing I'd like to say about the Ulster Scots language. You know, it's interesting when I was at school that done their best to hammer it out. Nowadays, there's actually a few teachers, a few principals, a few other people within the education system who are realising that the Ulster Scotch way of talking is something that's precious and deserves to be preserved. And so things are changing around. Now that's almost extinct, people are trying to preserve it. And just a wee story to tell you, to illustrate what I'm talking about. There's a place called Rasheen Primary School just outside Ballymena.
I'm skipping it on.
Exactly the same way as their grandparents told to them. Because this Ulster Scotch way of talking was starting to die out in the past few years because so many people had moved into Rasheen from other areas. Herself, she was going to have to do something about this or these Peruvians would have no hope in life at all. So she devised this big, complex programme that was going to last for a few weeks. But there's other words, you know, that were almost the same. You know, the Wayans were talking about Ginhaim, or going to their house, and talking about their heat and things like that there. And the words were almost the same in English. So she thought she would start with those words. But the very first word that she got the Wayans to work on was the word water. And she explained to them, it's not water, it's water. But at first, none of those poor Wayans and Rasheen could say the word water properly.
Very dafty spastic.
So alter wee sentences with the word water in it. The water in the sea is blue and things like that there. And by the end of the morning, they're all standing up and reading out their wee sentences and pronouncing the word water perfectly. This teacher was really satisfied with her morning's work. And when the bell rung at lunchtime, she went on.
She bucked them all.
And it was nice.
She fell a big couch club.
Our teachers in the staff room about how well she had.
This better pay off, this joke.
And this boy comes running into the school in a panic and comes running into the staff room and is going, please miss, Andy's found doing the shock at the fat of the yard. I got him saying, oh, Clary, I'm not making out. What? So at that point she realised there's such a thing as being bilingual, you know, so that's why she encouraged him to do that.
Edit that one, didn't
you? Didn't see that guy playing the Empire next to you.
Yeah. Fuck's sake, Willie.
Fucking hell.
What a long walk to the well that was.
I'm just looking through.
Here's what cracks me up.
The Ulster Scots Dictionary here.
Here's what cracks me up.
Exactly the same.
This cunt can't fucking. He's pausing after everything.
No.
He was having a lovely drink of. What was it? Water. And going. Hemmed. Fucking.
There's nothing. I'm trying to find like dirty words in Ulster Scots.
Call me some out.
Word penis. There's bound to be penis. Yeah, William.
Deck.
Period.
Huh?
Full stop. Oh wait, no, it's instead of full stop. Although technically it is kind of like a period. You had the rain last night, not at all. Why? Full stop.
Full stop. The hammered back down. Same deck came.
She got the painters in.
Got the painters and decorators in. By that I mean clattering a load of blood all over the cakes.
Shit, she's hemorrhaging.
Aye, basically her cunt sneezes a load of blood all over it. Like, basically your vulva had nosebleed.
Her twat's like that lifting the shame.
That scene in Blade. Well, that just happened in a small room up in her fucking doubt there. He's in the place, lad. blood. Anything else? Ulster Scotch. Like, what a fuck. Hold on a minute.
There's nothing fucking.
He's down there and he clears all fucking the dirty water. Fucking. Ulster Scotch. What else is there?
If you're smart, you're clever or able.
Yeah, so here's what, it's not a language, it's just talking retarded.
Aye. Yeah, they've just writ down how people in Ballymena speak.
Aye, phonetically, aye. How they speak.
That's it.
He's very clever. In the water.
If you want to study, you have to look into.
Yeah.
I'm looking in for my GCSEs. Don't think I'm going to do too well.
So you're going in uni, what are you looking into? The toilet, maybe. the owner did I talk about our gig at Coleraine in there? I probably talked about it briefly last week.
Last week.
How'd you find that?
It's alright.
The mic lead wouldn't be as long as my leg.
Aye. But you're a long legged man, for instance.
Not really.
Wouldn't be as long as my wee dainty fingers. It was better than a lot of university gigs you've done.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it was just that I couldn't stay around too much longer afterwards because it was that kind of.
How many people would you have got pregnant?
Oh, at least two of them. Because, you know, it's university, it's, you know, the young people, they're still in the Northwest, and the majority of them are fucking munters. I'm just finding out what that is in Ulster Scots.
You were looking at a few of them going, are you a mature student? Oh, I just turned 18.
Just finished school last week.
I know, had my first shave of the day.
Shit, you looking forward to Northwest?
Nice one, Stephanie.
Oh, was that on me? I just, it was towards the end whenever there was loads of that, which I haven't seen in a long time. That fucking, here, Barry. Why are you calling him Colin? His name's Barry, isn't it, Barry?
What can you do, like?
Go home, that's right.
Thanks to Connor White for booking us. However, line of the night goes to Connor White.
Give me.
Which he goes, is anyone listening to any chart music these days? Is it just me, or is there going to be no white people in music? Is it just me or are these blacks taking over the music business?
Going over here writing all their own songs.
They've ruined basketball. No sportsmanship at all. Neither in
crack cocaine, fucking cacaneered.
Now they're in my charts, taking away all the good white music that I like listening to.
You gotta know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to sell them on.
That's what he's lying, you know. Know when to fold them. Know when to hold them. When you're folding them. Know when to hold them.
Hold them tight.
I'm still holding. Or as I say in Ulster Scotch, howl them.
You have to look into when to howl them. I have a weird idea when to get rid of them.
My glasses. Did you leave them in the lock ender? So silly. What else?
Oh, fuck. Did you leave him in the lock? There's not really.
Welcome to Ulster Scots with Colin and Maggie. Just pick, just fire some at me.
I'm trying to. I'll fire them as you try and guess them.
Right.
MC. Picture.
Picture.
Well done.
With a Y? Spell it.
No, P I C T. E with a wee fucking French inflection.
Or like amateur.
Uh-huh.
Entrepreneur.
This is fucking ridiculous. Right. I'm saying now. I'll come off the P words.
had a lot of coffee today.
I'm getting awful peddly.
I went to jiu-jitsu for the first time since I've been sick and all that. Carry on.
Aye.
All like terribly staved my finger. It was purple there. After breaking the other one and they're broken our fucking finger off.
But see, why would you do it yourself?
See, before I went in, jiu-jitsu is like 12 o'clock. I have a bit of writing to do at the minute, as I'm sure yourself also have. So it was in Nero, and I get terribly like, I bought the, you know, like the fucking grande or whatever. Aye. It's like a pint. Down that, and then I was sitting, and I had about another 45 minutes to kill, and I was like, I felt bad for sitting there, just abusing their Wi-Fi. So I got another one. And the guy went, fuck, grande, and I went, aye. And had them both. And the shit I did in Nero was just...
palpitations?
It was just like...
The shit you did is in the stuff you did, or the shit you did is in the actual dump?
That I did.
Okay,
good. It was great. Do you remember the ads for Explorers? They always had one of those moray eggs.
Aye. Can I got?
Yeah, it was like you caught one of them, let it back in the sea.
Aye. So I was out of my dad's house this weekend and forgot the kind of shits I do when I'm eating their dad. It consists mainly of starch and cheese.
Sometimes just cheesy starch.
Yeah, just fucking the kind of shit that, like, the only way I can describe it is that it rolls out.
Aye, like shit off like a sand dune.
Aye. Yeah.
And it like snowball.
Kind of
never quite done wipe.
Exactly, yeah.
You'd be better.
It's like you microwave a jar of Nutella and then started scooping it out. Do you know what I mean?
I was going to say, it's more like when you can't stop wiping, it's a bit like you'd be better with a spoon, and you know, like when you feed a baby.
Aye.
And you like
you scoop your lip
from around its mouth and then put it back in. You're better, like if you could pucker your asshole.
Aye.
And just scrape it off.
There was no pucker in my asshole. It was
just hanging there.
Just horrendous. There was so much shit, I was almost sitting on a pile of shit before I got off the toilet. Do you know what I mean?
Here, I'll tell you a story right now. This probably is completely like confidential.
Uh-huh.
But basically I was meeting up with a guy. I've probably mentioned his name already, for the purpose of writing a sketch about a girl who is a, like, works for the council. I spoke to him because he actually does and works for the housing people and the antisocial type things. So what will happen generally is you go out to somewhere to the person who's done the complaining.
Aye.
And they're like, this next door neighbour is acting fucking idiot. Like one of them, I can probably tell this because it's very funny. One of them's like, your man is exposing himself next door, out in the garden.
Mm.
They go next door, they're like, these ones, on the next Saturday afternoon, their kids were out playing. They were complaining that you were like masturbating, basically, in the corner of your garden. And the guy's like, this is really embarrassing, but it was a good day, had my mates over, and you know, one of them was in the toilet, so I'd had a piss. Based on a previous night's crack we'd had,
aye,
the guy was like, I bet you can't get your own dick in your arse. So the guy was just having a bit of banter, like lying down, trying to pull his dick around and put it up his own ass. And he had to basically explain this to him. We're like, I wasn't masturbating in front of children. It was just my mate daring me to put my dick in my own ass. And he was like, not a problem. If you're going to try and stick your dick up your own ass,
do it indoors.
Do it indoors.
Just close the drapes.
You know. Bad choice of words. So close the drapes. But another one was like, what was it?
I'm going to go home now and try and stick my dick up my own ass. I am.
Like, you would think you're like, oh, should I get a root? No. I think
you need to keep it floppy.
The most floppy it gets.
Yeah.
And just stretch it all right there.
There is going to be some stretching involved, though.
For sure.
That's for sure.
Tie like a bit of a...
Aye.
If you can get the bag out of the way, no sweat.
Probably, that's the bag's issue, isn't it? You only get to stay nice and warm, so the balls go to... So you can get the balls to go out, and then the bag becomes just a wee thin, pliable bit of...
Yeah, it's like a Tesco bag for the water.
You're going to have to try and Spock hand, the left hand, and then...
If you just... Ideally, if you had, like, some sort of garter around your leg...
Uh-huh.
And you'd pull the bag over, stuffed it under, and it just held it to the leg.
That could... Then the bag... I don't know. Do you go apart, do you pull them to the side? I think you have to go apart and pull them both balls either end. Do you like when a girl lies in bread with no bra on? In bread with no bra. It's my new ITV3.
Yeah. About lesbians that fuck each other.
Yeah, and I just hit zombies in the corner.
What was I going to say? here's the other story, right? He's probably going to get sacked for me telling this. There was a guy or something, I'm paraphrasing this. Someone called out, they're like, this next door neighbor's house stinks. They go in, the place is like a hoarder type guy, the place is filled with rubbish. He's like, I see the bathroom's completely blocked up with bags there.
Aye.
Where do you shit and piss? And he goes, oh, just in the corner of the living room. He said he went in, but there was no, it didn't even smell like shit. Like, there was so much shit that it had just dried.
Aye.
And it was just a clump of shit in the corner. Right? So they obviously, like, whatever, sectioned or something, sent people in to clean it up, took all the bags away, opened the bathroom. The reason he was shitting in the living room is because he'd filled the whole toilet full of shit, right? That got full of shit. He goes, next best thing, I'll start shitting in the bath. Bath?
Fuck off.
Filled with shit. And then he went, that's no use to me. Just clogged it up with bins or bin bags. And then he was just like, on to the next room.
Oh, fucking Jesus Christ.
What about that for a story?
How does somebody not go, I just took a shit in the bath for the third day in a row?
Like, yeah, like, you know, don't shit so much that it can't be rinsed away.
Aye.
You know, if you drop the old nugget out, just tow it down the plug like a champion.
Where do you have a bath? I'm guessing you've all
I didn't think bath was on his list of priorities. He was shitting in the same place where he watches TV.
Until I went over the TV in the front of the TV, it was just full of shit.
just ran out of things.
I started listening to The Wireless by shit in the TV.
I didn't have a pillow, so I just shite in a pillowcase till it was pillow shaped.
My face smelly.
Yeah. I've turned the washing machine on site. That would be bad. The bad.
Why'd you put the washing machine on site? Well, I had, didn't I?
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
Cutting you back out of it.
That's gross. Did I tell you went for a fancy Indian meal for my dad's birthday?
How was that? Fancy Indian?
Here's a story about my sister. It's my dad's 50th.
Aye.
Been to the posh Indian. My sister's like, she goes, I'm meeting friends later. Do you want to go for a wee drink or something? We're like, alright, went to Cuckoo.
No.
Down here. It's pretty empty. Bought a drink, sat down. About 3 minutes later, Rachel goes, you have to go. And I was like, huh? You have to go. And I was like, why? She goes, I'm meeting a boy. And I was like, well, I've a lot of pint left.
Aye.
So, and she's like, I'm serious. Either you have to go, or I'm going to have to meet this guy at the door and leave. And I was just like, well, the place is empty.
Aye.
So why don't you sit over there? Maybe. No, because you'll come over. And it was just like, it ended up, she just walked around the corner. It's like, I swear to God, see if you come over and interfere with this, I will pretend that I don't know you. And I was like, I'll pretend you're my ex. He doesn't know. What a sociopath.
Fucking hell, what did your dad say about that?
Well, he was away home.
Oh, was he away home?
This is after the dinner. What is she like? She was like,
she's missing a trick. She would go buy the dinner to my brother. You want to ride me?
I'll ride him. How many dudes could I fuck with?
Loads.
I just thought that was funny. What the fuck? She's a genuine sociopath. Yes, that's lovely, isn't it? What'd you get the drink? And all, you have to leave. You have to leave now.
You have to go back home to your house.
I was like, what about you leave? This is your mess.
No,
you leave because I'm meeting. Fucking spastic, right?
Fucking checks, boy.
Let's talk about this. Have you seen the Free the Nipple thing?
Just one or two of them,
It's like...
Is it about breastfeeding, is it?
No.
What's it about?
It's about people going like, how come men can show their chests, yet women can't show their chests?
Was there not? Is this people trying to get fucking paid three back?
No, it's like Instagram stuff. Like, you know, there was a guy standing there, and then a girl beside him, both just same pose, no top on, and it got taken down because she had her nips out. Even though she had like pretty small tits, and there wasn't really much of a difference between like
the guy and the girl's
tits and her tits. And they're all like, free the nipple, and there's just little girls going, free the nipple, guys, just a bit of nipple.
Free what, ladies?
Fucking
big time. Free the nipple, and then whenever you start complaining that men are fucking
free it all day and then see how quickly you don't you want to lock it back.
Exactly. Up. Stop objectifying me. Put your fucking nipple with it. The reason you can't... No, you should, I don't know. It just boils down to fucking... Dicks are weird and...
Tits are nice.
Yeah.
Mickey's new novel, Dicks are weird and tits are nice. When's the book out? How did you sell on the cover? It's just like, how many like sideways, like Snapchatting is going to go on? You know what I mean? Just like, tits on down. Did I tell you about the guy at the fucking, out there at the bus stop?
No.
Going into town, mate, for a meeting.
Aye.
And there's a guy in the most unsubtle way, like.
I'll take a photo. Aye, you were saying about this?
He was like standing this way. I'll just shoot quick. Standing like this way, and then his phone's like this, and he's looking at it like that. And you're like, you're doing nothing but filming. Aye. You know what I mean? And I looked right at it, and he sort of went, as if he was doing like some sort of pan.
You can't see me
across Aye. The street. But there's like a group of girls, and they're like looking down at him, going like.
It sounds like the same guy fucking took the photo of me on the bus.
And then he gets on the bus. He's sitting in the middle at the back, and he's like this, like holding,
Aye.
Like sort of like cards of the chest type of thing. Felt, and you're like, first of all, what are you doing?
Aye.
Who are you going to show that to? Like, guess who was going into town?
Aye. Shut up! I fell asleep in the fucking plane.
That's creepy.
And then got like a tweet. Enjoy your sleep, Mickey. And then about 2 weeks after that, I was getting, me and my girlfriend getting the bus down to Belfast, and it was one of those, like, fucking hurry up. She's like doing her makeup on the bus. I'm sitting fucking trying to like doze because that bus takes ages. And thought I seen like a light going off and turned around to my right, and there was just this, I couldn't see the dude, but I could just see his, like, his phone and his arm sticking out, and then come back in and having a look at it again to try and fucking.
Did you do anything?
Yeah. Took my phone out. Like, pretend I was taking a photo of him.
I might just get up and just club them.
Aye.
To beat them unconscious.
Oh, do you know what it was? It was one of those times. Do you know when you're fucking skin? And it's like, oh, I think I'm fucking Mickey Barton and bus. You're like, I'll spend my last tenner getting this fucking thing.
You can't.
And you're having a great day. Well, fuck yourself.
How many gigs have we done that you probably couldn't afford to pay into?
Fucking so many.
If you're respecting.
So many.
Oh, that's hilarious. Good job we're going to be on TV again.
Fucking right.
Right.
I didn't tell you about the fucking.
All my mouth.
That gig, I did a rugby club gig on Saturday night. And do you want to get one of those guys comes up to you, like, because you say you're a comedian, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh.
You're not funny.
Here comes the fucking crack express.
Toot toot.
And this guy comes, I have a good one for you, Mickey, what are you? And do you want to meet, like, an old man, like, maybe in his 50s, and he's chatting, and you're kind of thinking, bet you you're a closet. Like, you're gay, aren't you? You're gay.
You just haven't
had the balls ever bring it up, whatever. And he was talking about, he's like, that's brilliant, man. So there's a politician, we get a politician down to be one of these after dinner things one time. And he says, just when you're booking him and all, he says, do you mind if I bring my PA? And we says, well, you bring a PA. PA's obviously bringing PA's. PA's coming too, sure, why not? Another fella for the crack would be brilliant. He arrives down, what do you have with him? Big blonde woman. And leave it. And that was his funniest joke. He was in fucking stitches. I'm standing there going, mate, is that what?
What does that mean?
It was just, he thought it was hilarious that a woman was at a party and was trying to tell me it as a joke. I don't know. See, that's exactly how unfunny it is. I can't even make it funny. Just this fucking gobshite. Do you want their eyebrows go up and all?
It sounds like you're being such a cunt, but there are a lot of funny people out there, but the vast majority of people aren't like.
Aye.
You're like, is that really the end of the story?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah.
Do you remember that just guy at the Empire? He was the best.
What was on?
It was just like he started the story very enthusiastically, didn't have a closer for it,
right.
So it just kept going. Remember, he's like, I went out, I had about 15 shots, and then he did something like, you know, like pass out, boom, and wake up in the house, I have another couple of drinks, I shit myself. I pass out again. I wake up. The plot thickens. I'm in a wardrobe. I leave the wardrobe. What do you know? It's not my house. I try to fucking take my phone in her pocket. Boom. No battery. What do I do? It was just like...
couple more drinks.
It just went on and on and on. I wake up. I've stolen my knickers.
I was fucking some guy in some Paddy's night in the pub. Talk with the fucking worst breath I've ever smelt on a human as well.
That's always
I saw you do a gig one time, and it was, I tell you who it was you, and there was Tim McGarry, and you were on before him, and where are you from again? Lurgan. I went for a job one time in Lurgan, right? My mom and dad drove me down. They're not together anyway. They drove me down to Lurgan for this job, this interview for this place, like a steelworks place, and I went down. I seen you do a gig one night, Mickey, right? And fucking, and it was you and it was Tim McGarry, right? Now, and me and him, I was watching, I was in, my cousin was there, you met him, where are you from again, Lurgan? I did a fucking job in, for an hour, Do you know one of those ones where you kind of go, he's bound to get to the end of it now, he's bound to get to the end of this fucking story and tell me what the point is? I just had to go, sorry mate, everyone get a shot.
No wonder, like, people get those reputations of like, oh,
he's the cunt.
Met such and such, he's a bastard.
Aye.
Because eventually, if you were kept getting recognised for doing anything, comedy, music, whatever, eventually you'd have to just be like, cheers and fucking keep walking and be like, I can't.
I've stuff to do.
I can't get into it with you for an hour. For nothing. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh fuck, it's the That's worst. Like,
my girlfriend was saying at the time she saw Billy Connolly in a fucking cafe one time. Like, if I saw Billy Connolly, I'd be like, fucking Billy Connolly. Like.
Yeah.
But when you consider that every person in the world is probably doing the same thing, you'd have to go, you'd have to really seriously consider, do you go up and say hello to your fucking hero? Or do you just leave him be and think to yourself, I left Billy Connolly alone, I'm sure he appreciates.
But then again, sometimes it's like, he knows that everyone knows who he is.
Aye.
So, like, I've had it happen to me to a certain extent. Because me and Billy Connolly are the same. Oh, you know,
exactly the same.
No, but like, you'll see someone's face be like, fuck, who's your name? And then the rest of the fucking whatever is like them out of the corner of their eye, like, just watching you the whole time. Where it would be far less awkward if they just went, all right, mate, how's it going? And you went, how's it going? You know, rather than them just be like, Oh my god, he ordered a Coke. He drinks Coke, what a spastic. Oh, it's so embarrassing. Billy Connolly in a cafe. You're better, like, you know, if you just like had some sort of exchange with them that was totally not fan based.
Aye.
You know what I mean? You know, like,
definitely.
I know, so I was in a cafe, Billy Connolly bought the same bun as him, where we chat about how delicious these buns are.
Aye.
See you later.
All the best, Bill.
That's a better story than like, can you work my phone? Because I can't take 30 minutes to take a photo while our teeth get dry smiling here while I'm shaking all over you.
You're brilliant. Thank you.
I've talked about this 100 times. The guy after the Black Box gig, did I tell you about that?
No.
Run down the street.
No.
Walking past the, is it the, what do we call it? The Spaniard.
Aye.
Walking past there and he goes, because it was me, Kieran, and fucking Shane or something. Or was it Shane? Anyway, fuck it. Aaron McCann, the guy goes, what's the best way to get to the limelight? And I said, just taxi, probably from here, it's a bit far. Like, guy goes, oh fuck, and like points at me. And I was like, I just kept walking, feet down the street. Mate, tell her that you are who you say you are. And I went, what are you talking about? And he's like, seriously, tell her that you are who you say you are, because she won't believe me. And I was like, what are you fucking talking about? And he's like, I know, you know, we make videos, not, I don't like him that much, not, but she loves it.
Aye.
She loves your videos. I'm not a big fan, but she, so just you tell her that you are who you say you are, you know, that you make those videos that I'm not that keen on. She's like, oh my god, we watch your videos, I think they're really funny. I don't find them that funny, but just, like, my family are all big Christians and all, and they don't laugh at anything, but they watch your videos and they really liked it. What line did they like? They're big Christians. I'm not a big fan of your videos, by the way. It's her family. I just chased you down the street to prove a point, but I'm not that big a fan. What's the bit? Where is the spastic's chin? They were at Sunday school killing themselves. He's not a big fan. Did you tell him you're not a big fan? 8 times. That's great. We were in church. Where is the spastic's chin? Beige Daisy. And her fell off the fucking pew. It was hilarious. Who's that? And then, like, and then he goes, do you want to get a photo with him or no? Do you want to? Like, pointing.
Aye.
Will you get a photo with him while he's here? Nah, it's alright, man. On you go. You don't have to get a photo.
Fuck me, like.
I'm just like, you fucking retards, like.
Also, I've never had it as bad as you got it, like. Another time the guy came up was like, oh my fuck. Because don't you see somebody pissed in the...
like snot time.
No, you're good. Am I alright?
I feel like really bad.
You have somebody doing the big fucking, oh my fuck, oh fuck me, he's fucking, he is fucking. And I, like, I got off the fucking bus one day and this guy went, fucking borrow the blender. I was like, no, I'm not, dickhead. I was like, but I was standing, this guy coming, he was like, fucking, oh, how's your man fucking? And I'm doing the eyebrows, like,
yeah.
He's like, fucking, fucking Mick, fucking Mick vagina. He just fucked off.
Meg vagina. I was doing a photo shoot today, and I couldn't get in. It was obviously before 12 o'clock. Right. There was a gates or whatever shut, so I pushed it. I was like, oh, I can't get in. No one on that wee hill street, you know, with black boxes and stuff, was just sitting on the phone. Guy sort of cycles past. I can sort of hear a bike coming like that, and I was just typing on the phone. And I looked up and sort of, you know, met eye, locked eyes with him for a second. Looked back down. I swear to God, skidded, and I looked over, and he's just like looking over his shoulder, like staring right at me for a couple of seconds, and he was like, and then just cycled away.
Aye.
Skidded.
Fuck's sake.
Why are we not millionaires?
I know. I've seen me like driving past, driving the wee country lane where I live, yeah, where my mum and dad live, like driving like out of there, going past the graveyard, and this girl, like teenagers, were all sitting, all just went, and pointed in the car window and just followed it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have a fiver.
Yeah. Unbelievable. You should have got out and just stole all their money.
Aye. Because them fucking, them kickers, mate.
Let's change the subject. There's a girl who is like ex-army apparently in America. Did you see this girl? And she is, I put it up my Facebook.
She's hunting poachers or something?
Yeah, but I might just play the interview because she's like, where are we here? She's like, you know, like, people, this is what annoys me. People are so like, I love Africans. I love elephants and rhinos. And this girl is like, I'm gonna go over there and munch puss and by the looks of it, and kill some bad guys. And everyone's like, that. This guy's like, that's fucking badass.
Yeah.
And you're like,
she watched too many fucking movies.
You're like, she's basically just said, I'm gonna go over and murder people because they're trying to, you know, kill rhinos. Why? Because they can sell the things for a lot of money. Why do they want a lot of money? Because they have no money.
Aye.
And she's like, I'm going over there fucking shoot some black cunt in the face, bitch.
Well, my dad is money.
Yeah.
What we're doing, we're going to Africa. We're going to train some park rangers out there because they don't have that good of training.
Right. They don't have that good of training. And I just love munching. I love crunching through puss. I love...
U.S. of A. U.S. of A.
When I'm not killing black guys for rhinos, I like to munch grizzly puss. I like a good hairy
That's
puss.
That's not fair. He might not be a lesbian.
I like a hairy puss that is like drinking a pint of ants. Oh,
a pint of ants. Under ants?
Yeah.
How do you just turn, take your own head off there?
I think I creaked my neck.
Oh, laughing. Shit.
Oh, mate.
Get a wee laser sprained. I'm a karma.
Was it avocado? Press play another.
It's about 187 guys last year over trying to save rhinos and elephants. So we're going up there to do some anti-poaching, kill some bad guys, and do some
Fuck
good.
Yeah.
Do some good.
Damn right. And that's going to be on TV somewhere, right?
It's Discovery Channel's going to be fun.
Discovery Channel's gonna be showing me killing some. She's far too.
She's insane.
She's dead on with killing people.
Right.
Like,
that's fucking insane.
You know, I'm not that into, you know, people killing elephants
Aye.
For no reason. But you definitely shouldn't be that comfortable. Just like
murdering somebody else.
The guys that are stealing the goddamn antlers, we're gonna kill these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Shoot them in the face. They're black. They don't count. The amount of people I've seen put like a picture or like a link to that up. Guy's going, that's my perfect girl there.
Jesus Christ.
Protecting animals. And you're like, she for sure gobbles flops.
I don't know, I'd bang her, but that's just a fucking nutcase.
Yeah, that's a lunatic, like. It's a lunatic. Oh, what?
I mean, it's a shame. I don't know. You see people, I see, you know, because I'm all for animal rights, equal rights, fucking all the rights. But when you see people get so fucking passionate about something, they start, you know, saying shit like that, like, these people should be shot.
Yeah.
You're like, well, that's not really,
I know, you're sort of
kind
like,
of adding to the problem.
You're sort of like, are you like police or anything? Or is it just you like murder and they've paid you money? I don't know whether this happened before my last podcast. Everyone turned up at the waterfront in support of the Ashers crew. There was less people at Tommy Dearnan.
Did he not sell it, no?
No, I did, but there's 1,000 people waiting outside.
That's fucking, that's insane.
We wouldn't look sideways at a homeless person, but if you're going to slag a Christian, we'll go the whole way to the waterfront for a vigil.
That fucking Jeffrey Donaldson.
Shame on the waterfront.
Shame on the waterfront.
You should have fucking turned down their business.
And you don't even fucking sell kicks.
I know.
No, what was Jeffrey Donaldson said that it was the equivalent of getting a fucking going down the Falls Road and asking for a Shankill Butcher's kick. Do you see that? On Spotlight.
Yeah.
And some woman just fucking graced him because he was like, it's a political message. And this woman was like, it's not a political message, it's a human rights issue.
Yeah.
Like, and basically was just going, don't talk shit.
Political message.
But then he tried to say he didn't say it. That was one of the things that fucked me off, because if me or you said that as a joke on stage,
it'd be quite funny.
No, people would be like, if you went fucking, if that was your opinion, do you know what I mean? If you were to say, if I went down the fucking floor for a Shankill Butcher kick, would you fucking be alright with it?
Yeah.
And we just tell jokes. And that's a dude who like makes up laws and shit.
It's the unfortunate thing is these days, you know, the madness of one story is like dead 2 days later. You know what I mean? So he could say the stupidest shit that's ever been said ever.
Aye.
And
someone else is going to say something it's forgotten about
the next fucking day, look.
But it's only here, like,
it's so retarded, like.
But that's what it gets, like, there's been loads of stuff from every fucking politician like this, or like here, that if they said it in America or in the UK, like in England even, they'd just be fucking sacked. Do you know what I mean? You're fucking sacked now.
Yeah.
I'd trust a Muslim to go to the shop for me, yes. Sacked. I was not on the air. Fucking sacked.
I would trust a Muslim to go to the shop for me. That's like, you know.
Maybe he was trying to say he would trust any Muslim. Like if he saw a Muslim, he'd go, would you take my, run the shop? I don't know you. Keep the change if you need. Like, just, here's 20 quid, just run the shop for me.
What do you need? I need a cake, but take this USB stick with you because there's a picture I want on it. What is it? It's a man and a woman just bored at a dinner table. After 30 years of Presbyterian marriage, you know, you can almost smell the tea breath off the picture. Boring cunts.
Fucking.
I'm the type. I'm so like. I don't know where it's come from, but I have a real problem with like authority, or even like, you know, like. You know, you're in the airport and you're like, "Can I remember that time? Can I go out there and smoke? Can I see your?" Your passport. Oh, that's not who he said you were. He said you were by the blender. You're like,
aye.
If we were anywhere else but here right now, I would murder you.
Fucking empty you. Like.
I would just pick like the Hulk in Avengers by the feet.
Aye.
Club him off the ground. I hate any of that sort of shit. So if someone was like, you know, this just that sort of thing where they're like, oh, no, I can't abide gayness.
Aye.
I want just 10 dicks in my mouth.
Should I fucking
outside Ashers?
See, I had like no work on over Christmas.
Like a jar of Frankfurters.
Don't even like a tasties.
Like Kerplunk with dicks.
Fucking right. It's nuts. But see like that possession of power shit. I was up in Derry. I was nearly going to sign on just after Christmas, right? Because I like just didn't have a gig for about 6 weeks, and what happened? I was supposed to come like a Monday afternoon, and then got a couple of guys from TV thing, whatever, to come down and have a chat with us about fucking whatever. So I didn't get a chance to phone them to cancel. So I phoned up the next day. I'd be like, look, can I rearrange that appointment? You know, a fucking work came up, and the girl was like, why didn't you phone? I was like, well, my phone was like almost cut off. I just didn't have time to get ringing up. You know, it was a big long fucking wait. It was busy. By the time I got up and down from Belfast, just didn't. You should have phoned. And just this fucking, like, huffing like fuck. Her only job was to answer a phone and rearrange appointments.
Uh-huh.
And she was just fucking, like, bitching about it. But, and I actually just went, you know what, I'm not even going to take the money off you. That I need. You fucking whore. I hope you listen to this, you bitch.
Fucking cunt.
Fucking bastard.
I hate people. I was in Avery's. Me and Maureen were getting something to eat. And live in that fucking place. Middle of the day, not that busy. No, the downstairs is like an island bar. Aye. You know, like you walk all the way around it. And this woman just walks in. Service, please. And I was like, you're in the wrong place for doing that. Like, and the guy who she was with was joking around. Like, he goes, oh, is it self-service or something? And some, obviously, like, take no shit type of woman behind the thing was just like, ah, it is, help yourself. Did like another lap, sorted herself out, and then eventually came back to him. What a way to fucking...
Fucking hell, like...
What a way to get ignored is just to be a cunt. Anyway. Right, let's rattle through this shit. Terry Crawford, we're on the questions, guys.
Kiss, kiss.
54 minutes. Any word on another series of Monumental?
No. It's Green Inks, but it just got cancelled. Because
they run out of celebrities.
Yeah, they ran out of celebrities, and who do you wish was Northern Irish? Jokes.
Up next, who's this guy? Works in, you'll recognise him from Tesco's, Lisburn Road.
It's the bay from the centre.
Do either of you, this is from Johnny Magwood.
Sweet name, bro.
Do either of you watch football?
Nope.
Nah. I just read Crest. You read them out. Read them out, I mean.
If stranded on a desert island with nowhere of rescue and phone on full charge, would you keep charge to ring home or for porn? Ring home?
Yeah.
And then go home and watch loads of porn? If that's what you want to do.
I don't think wank would be at the top. Same as the ship.
It's not really a stranded desert island if you've still got Wi-Fi and 4G and phone coverage.
Yeah, a simple Facebook private message would send some sort of help. Yeah. Be you like, would, oh my god, did you think God actually thought that? I did, I know, right? Battery's on out here. Dies, and then you're like, should have told them to come get me.
Aye, exactly.
I'm about to get my dick eaten off by a shark.
Do you come and get me and Wilson?
Do you know who sharks eat your dick first?
What? What?
Why eat you like crotch end first?
Why did they do that? Why the the fuck is wrong with sharks? Fuck sharks! Get your woman, tell her to go kill them. Kill some fucking sharks.
I'm gonna kill some black people and some sharks, and
they eat your dick first.
Munch that disgusting puss. Like,
when's the next podcast?
Like two kipper fillets in a wig.
Is that one of the questions for this podcast?
When's the next podcast?
I can't listen to this one, but what I'll do is, can you tell me when the next one is? And I'll not be able to hear because I can't listen to this podcast.
Hope your voice is better. Thanks, Cat Campbell. Cat Campbell. well, it's happening now, and I'll tweet you. How would you your first attempt at stand-up? Looking back, did you bomb? Listen, Michael Brennan. For sure, learned to.
Were you want to make fun of his spelling and then pronounce his name wrong?
Yeah. Irony. Only joking. How was your first attempt at stand up? How was your first attempt at stand up? Let's. Looking back, did you bomb? What was your first gig like?
I died in my whole life.
Where was that again?
It was in the Riverside in Coleraine, but it was blocked. Yeah. Fucking hammer drunk. And I thought it was class. And then watched the video my mate recorded on his wee shitty phone. I was like, oh no.
Even if you do well sometimes on tape, it looks woeful.
If you look back at anything you did when you first started at Shout, like,
I think a lot of stand-up specials and stuff, they actually tighten it up. Even if you're killing, there's a lot of like you breathing down the mic, like, am I right? I mean, this guy, you know, you have to like just top and tail all the shots. Do you notice that my voice is still a wee bit jiggly and it sounds like I'm crying a wee bit?
Still a wee bit husky.
Ten questions. Fuck's sake, boys. Get a fucking move on. Is Mickey the heir to the Bartlett Rooster Potato Empire? If so, why is he letting the company have the unwanky yoke of a chef doing adverts when I'm sure he could think of something better himself?
Well, I'm not, so that's why it's got nothing to do with me, Stuart Anderson.
Uh-huh. You mad Perry.
Mad bastard.
That's right. Bartlett's Buds. Nice.
Bartlett Potatoes.
Nice.
Also Bartlett Canned Pears. Lovely dessert to go with Ambrosia Cream Rice if you're...
Canned Pears.
Oh.
Look at the canned pears. Look at the canned pears.
Look at the Bartlett's on them.
If you guys were twins, who would come out of the womb first, and what measures would you take to ensure ultimate victory? From James Wilson.
Probably you and make way for me. Like, push you out, and then I just slide out. Like a log flume.
Rebecca McCloskey. I've run out of questions, so just give Mickey a kiss from me.
Cheers, Rebecca, bye.
For a now lesbian, you've wild tasting men.
It's because she knows you've got the ditties of a woman.
Aye. Suck her titties and receive the on penis. You know?
Or you can move the penis out of the way and just suck my titties if you want.
Because that's ultimate setup for a lesbian, isn't it? Because they're buying the strap-ons anyway. So why not just get a fella?
Maybe they're not buying the strap-ons. Maybe they don't like vaginal penetration, Colin. How do you know? Maybe they just like to fucking suck upon the beam.
Do you not think I've been watching videos? Watching tape like a boxer getting ready for a fight. Checking out the style.
Should have slipped that one.
I should have slipped that one. Bit of a Philly shell on. That's the. You're her perfect setup then. She can get the pen and
receive the dit.
And she can suck the tits. And the haircut's there.
It's a good job. It's a good job. We're sort of half nowhere.
Oh dear. How many times will Colin say unbelievable during the recording of the podcast? 4 likes. Luke McGibbon. Did Luke McGibbon even ask a question, or did he just like that because he's a wee cunt?
Unbelievable.
What's he like? What's he like, McGibbon? That's the rumour about McGibbon.
What?
He's a wee cunt.
Did he start it there now?
Yeah.
McGibbon's a cunt.
He's all like, hey guys, look at me and stuff like that. And he's a fucking evil bastard. What's in the pocket? Letters of hatred. You wee dick. Look at him going through all the comments. He has a good feeling.
I like the Toyota.
Look, see next time I see you. So you see, just before you go on, I'm going to pull all them wee bits of shit out of your pocket.
A wee bits of shit, you mean your balls?
Aye. Covered in shite. Aye. Wee shitty balls.
Remember shitty balls? Fuck off, shitty balls.
How many times are you going to say unbelievable? How many times are you going to ask that question? Because I'm pretty sure you asked it last week.
Aye.
Cal, you fucking...
Fucking fiend.
Pernickety wee cunt.
Cat-hal.
How many times am I going to ask this until it's said too many times? Oh, mate. 4 likes. Who else like that? You! You prick.
Fucking Judas bastard.
Rebecca Kaplowski. Just fuck someone's name up so many times. See you, Mick McGibbon. Listen, Greg McGibbon. You wee fucking dick. Listen.
Listen to me, John McLovin.
Flip McGribbons.
I'd like to make a complaint. Who'd about Scoop McGibbon?
What would be the worst, that would be one of the, because like, he's sickeningly sweet.
Aye.
You're like, that McGibbon fucks with women. Steals their money. Evil wee shite. Do you know Alan Irwin dies as her ginger? Just for comedy effect.
Aaron McCann's not even from fucking home.
I know, and he's 36. No one.
He's got two kids.
He's like 6'2" and he's 40, and he's walking around acting like he's 19.
5'2". Is that what? He's about 6 foot, isn't he?
Aaron McCann?
Big lad.
He's about 6'1" or 2, yeah.
Just by.
Have you heard of the whole bit? Nick Bennett. What? Shag, marry, kill, Hulk, Thor, Iron Man. You'd buck Thor, like, wouldn't you?
Buck Thor, marry Iron Man for the money, and then have to get rid of the Hulk. He's too unpredictable.
You just won't like him when he's angry.
You won't.
Hope your sore throat is better for this week's podcast. Lay off the fags. Thanks, Julie. See how caring people
are? That's really nice of Julie.
Do you know he's not caring? Luke McGibbon.
Luke McGibbon doesn't give a fuck about anybody.
Evil bastard.
Aye.
There will be a... like one of those Channel 5 Behind the Murder type shows about him.
And it will be on. Every time he throws
there's confettis in there.
Aye. That's human skin.
Dried out skin.
Aye.
From children, probably.
Yeah.
Dead children. He's killed. Get in the van. Stabs the shit out of him. Hope your sore throat is better. You see, it wasn't even sore. I just couldn't talk.
Aye.
Very annoying. Very annoying indeed. And then I was thinking, you know, do you know like the movie... It's All Gone Pete Tong, where the DJ loses his hearing.
No.
I was like, It's a really shit film from Turn of the Millennium. I was like, is there, could you do a movie about a comedian that just lost his voice?
Aye, it's about a just mime.
Nathan Continia. Ever seen someone have the face peeled off their skull?
And there's a photo there of it.
That's not attractive.
It's not good at all. Take that away, please.
Take it away!
My face is getting all itchy.
It's disgusting. Like my gremlins. Right, that's rotten. William Hamilton. That's who I sounded like when I had no voice. Wee husky Hamilton. Can you either of you fit a PlayStation up your hole? That was,
I was curious. Line.
Why was that so funny? I was trying to dissect it.
We're all talking about post Paddy's Day shit.
And he said,
in his beautiful way, you can fucking fit a PlayStation up my hole. That's not a good impression of our Kieran at all.
Is there anything funnier than Kieran Bartlett on our fucking rip, like, about something?
Fucking hysterical.
I hope he's never happy. I hope he's truly never happy.
For our entertainment.
Because it's real funny. Should Clarkson have been sacked?
Yeah.
What did he do again? I never read
it. Punch the producer. Punch his boss, like. Not his boss, but punch somebody in the show. Some dude didn't take care of, there was supposed to be fucking hot food after Dez filming. Apparently Clarkson punched him in the face and hit him with a racial slur. Called him a tig, a spud flinger, a cousin bucker. Turf shoveler. Bog snorkeler.
Slurry snister.
Aye. Call him a slurry tanker.
Why didn't they just let them have a full scale ride? Glove them up and just let them beat the shit out of each other?
Because I don't think the guy himself actually complained about it. It was somebody else.
What if he hit him and he smacked him and fuck you, Clarkson?
Aye, just beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. Oh, you want to punch somebody at work and get sacked, like, aren't you?
Yeah.
Bottom line.
And like, why is he's a root, like?
Aye.
Finley Brown, why are Northern Irish people so recognisable in an airport queue? What does that mean?
Don't know. Are you in Belfast Airport?
Are you standing in Dubai and there's a guy with a Celtic top on? Aye. And you're like, right, mate? And he goes, right. And you go, yep, he's not, an Arab.
Dubaian? Man. Aye. Not the sell on it. I'm not funny today. But
I get heartburn from all them fucking Pringles.
I eat the rest of them. Buy two cans, get, I didn't know.
Jonathan Butter.
I see that offer.
So, last question. Hugh O'Hare. Good name, that.
It's good.
Or would you pronounce that Key?
Depends on what he introduced himself as.
Yeah.
Call himself Wee Key. You know, Wee fucking. Hugh O'Hare. He's drinking Dredge Boss.
Captain Hugh O'Hare. I'm gonna look that up as our outro.
The Bucky O'Hare music?
For sure.
I probably have a good film.
For those that don't know, Mickey is the biggest pile of shit I've ever seen.
Terrible.
Every fucking 80s like action movie.
Fucking brilliant, man. Brilliant, man.
Fucking sweet dude. Brilliant. Thundercats!
Me and Luke McGibbon just murdering kids and listening to fucking...
Yeah. By the way, it was my...
Ian Vandal.
Storm, Time to Burn. I heard that earlier. Tell you what, we'll play Bucky O'Hare now and then I'll play Time to Burn. Mate. Mutants and aliens and Jews beware. So that was exciting. What was the fucking last question? Storm. You see, I sort of was aware of Captain Bucky O'Hare.
Aye.
I didn't know you were going to know all the words of it.
I'm very sorry that I googled that one day when I was hungover. It's time to burn. It made me get out of bed better. Oh, mate.
Oh.
White glove and a pishy finger.
I am. Vomiting up saliva. I went with 9 girls. Get that up, you. Pishy finger. A finger in your own jet. I heard a story on something. The guy, this guy was just to walk around his school telling the people that he'd finger people. Smell my fingers. And then someone spotted him just vigorously rubbing his hand at his armpit. Who's how many families have you smell like an armpit? Any families have you smelled?
Good
air. You ever smelled the dick that you didn't want to smell?
Yeah. I was taking a piss in the honesty at some king.
And I could smell the guy's dick beside me.
That's what you get when you go see One Direction. What about that tune?
You were trying to think about something funny to say. Just sunk in that you were like, I think Aussie smells like his dick. You didn't even stop singing the tell me.
What was the last question? Captain Hugh, your parents really took 9 minutes to get around this. Answering this question. Better be good. Buck a goat, but nobody know about it. Or not. Or buck a goat and everybody thought you'd... Buck a goat. Buck a goat, but nobody know about it. Or buck a goat, but everybody thought you did. Hugh.
Ah, Hugh.
That was our last question.
You son of a bitch.
You imbecile.
You motherfucker.
You will be killed.
Phone McGibbon. Tell him we have another one for the cauldron.
You shall not pass.
I'm a human being.
I drink your milkshake. I think what he means is buck a goat, nobody finds out.
Don't buck a goat,
everyone thinks you did.
We've answered this every time I've done a podcast, we.
Yeah, it's either that or what would you rather fight? Like 100 fucking horse sized ducks. And, definitely just not buck a goat.
Aye.
And, you know.
When anybody says that you buck goat, just go, no, I box goats.
Yeah, also, you know, I'm not like the Minister for Education. I'm a comedian.
Right.
Closer.
Exactly.
Hashtag closer.
Yeah.
So, I think we'll just end it there. I mean, that's an hour and 11 minutes. What do you want for free? Let's plug these gigs one more time. Tomorrow night, Mickey Bartlett is recording his special. Would you call it a special? Recording a set.
Recording a set, just
to vlog it there at
Edinburgh.
Recording it at the Black Box. The doors open at 8:30.
Doors open at 8 maybe. Actually.
Doors open at 8.
Just turn up at 7:30.
Just go to fuck.
Aye.
Five are in. It's going to be class. I'm going to go on first and do a wee bit. And my voice is cracking and it sounds like I'm crying. And then the following night, huge lineup at Lavery's. Go to both. If you go to Mickey's, keep your ticket and you'll get into Lavery's for the same price. let's run through it one more time. Mickey's on, I'm on, Chris Kent, Alan Irwin, Tom the Bear, Niamh Maron, Connor Keyes. What other?
Shane?
No, he's not on. He's on holiday or something. Jet setting me, skinny blonde bastard. Who else is on? I feel like I should get Luke McGibbon on now.
Oh,
imagine he heard this, thought that we were like proper slagging him, and tried to kill me.
Aye, because you know, he probably would try to kill Colin. Do you know why?
Aye.
Because he's a weak con.
He's an evil, conspiring little shit.
What are you joking, Luke?
Is he old?
I don't know. I'm going to shout.
Anyway, well, so basically what we're saying is Lavery's, no, Black Box tomorrow. Lavery's the next night.
Aye.
If you would like to support this podcast, go to some gigs.
Please do.
Congets.com, buy a t-shirt.
At Mickey Bartlett on Twitter. Buy just.
Have you got a website yet?
Just follow me. No.
Follow me on Instagram. I think Instagram's the future.
I have an Instagram. Follow me also on Instagram.
Many followers you got?
I don't know, over 1,000 or something.
Is it about 1,000? Good for you. Good for you.
Probably not, actually. In fact, I think I've only... just tell you now.
Tell me right now. Looks so weird on a bigger device there, doesn't it?
Thank you.
Go hashtag free the nipple.
I've only got 400 and something.
Well.
But it denied loads of requests.
How many selfies do you do your top of? Like...
Just one for being ironic.
All right. I think you'd come back from the gym one day and you were like, mate.
They looked like it wasn't pretty serious, Nick. They looked pretty serious, but a wee bit serious, Nick.
How many did you take before you
put these? That was the first one, like first try. Pow, done.
I'll believe you.
Just saying. I mean,
right. Let's get out of here.
Got a serious pump on that
day. On a serious note, though. That's the music Luke McGibbon puts on when he's knife fucking children.
When he's pulling cat's legs off.
When he's got spiders under glasses and he's blowing smoke up. when he's date raping old men. This is the music he's got on his headphones when he like when he wedgies old people at bus stops. This is the music that he's playing when he sells the elderly back their own equipment that he steals from their house.
This is the music Luke has his headphones when he comes around chiropody clinics jumping on people's big toes.
Truth. I feel like we should all just... You see, he's got a weird Twitter. It's not like Luke McGibbon. It's like a weird thing. Let's all send him some sort of mass apology.
Let's start a hashtag... What Luke really does.
Yeah. And just...
From 12 p.m. tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, until 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Look up his Twitter there. It's like something internet or something. Monsieur Internet or something. I can't remember what it is. Just type in like Luke. It'll come up.
Yes. Monsieur Internet.
Spell it.
M-S-I-E.
M-S-I-E.
U-I-Internet.
UI Internet. LUKEMCGIBBON. And let's start the hashtag. Even if we get one or two or three.
Yeah. What looks really like.
What Luke. What's it? What, hold on a minute.
What Luke really does?
What Luke did.
What Luke did.
And then it's just like, you know.
But go easy. That's like a two. You know, that's couple like, of rules. No paedophilia jokes.
I may have crossed the
line. No paedophilia jokes.
Things like what Luke did. Dropped a Snickers on the floor of like a mace and kicked it out the automatic door.
And pure lifted it.
And ran out and stole it. For example.
You know? Also, go see him do stand up. He's quite funny.
He won the fucking chortle thing.
He won the chortle thing.
He's like, do you know what? Here's a plug for Luke McGibbon.
Luke McGibbon, well done.
Luke McGibbon supporting Jason Byrne.
Fucking right, actually, yes.
At the fucking Mandela Hall, whenever he's
Do you know how he got that gig? He killed the real support.
Yeah. And sucked his dick. Just for the crack. Right. For me, Mickey Bartlett.
And Luke McGibbon.
Good evening.
Good day.
And good night.
Pringles.
Teasing you there. See you later.